All right. Evening, guys. So, like, today it's a little bit of a story time and some advice as well, you know. My stories always have, like, a good ending, some good moral ending as well. So, like, I'm not going to disappoint today. So, like, today I'm going to talk about, like, social media, bro. So, like, social media, like, right now has changed a shit lot. Like, it's changed relationships with the opposite sex, with the same sex. Man are just sending bare love hearts to each other, you know? But one thing has changed, and I think it's changed for the better, is beef, you know? Beef right now is different. You can just go on the internet and just have it out with man. And literally, you can win the beef. Say, you can say all kind of madness, get retweets, cuss a man, talk shit about his mother, and people are gonna post it. It's gonna be on Instagram. Beef is so glamorous right now. It's a lot safer as well, because on the other side, if you're on social media, you can show the gangsters that he's your brethren, show bare love hearts and 100 characters on his Instagram, so man know you're the gangster, you know. So I'ma be real, when I started this podcast, I couldn't really decipher reality from social media. It was almost like a second road, you know. I had like the real roads and I had the second roads in my pocket. You get me? If my phone vibrates, that's my calling to the E-roads, because I'm going to call it the E-road, okay? It's the East Street. So I'm going to tell you about a time, yeah, I was moving particularly wicked and with one of them, man. You know, them guys, people hate the most. People call them trolls, pussios, all kind of words. You know, the man there that don't have profile pictures, they got like 3 followers, they're there just to piss you off. You know, and they see you like in a good mood, but they can't piss me. Like, if I'm in a good mood, yeah, they can't piss me. But if I'm having a day that's 3.75% bad, I'm onto man. I'm giving it to this guy. So he DMs me from his account with no face, and he's like, "Ah, oh, you're talking shit, Rete. Watch yourself. I know what you look like, and you don't know what I look like." I was like, "Puss you, I'm kingy. Come on, don't piss man off. Man will see you, rude boy. Be careful what you wish for, because I saw him." I know you guys are wondering, why am I always a pussy on my stories, but don't get it twisted. I'm a G, okay? For about 45% of the situations, yeah? So I've gone into Galitos in my area, yeah? So there's a youth, yeah? Stood there, facing me, his back against the till, and he's like, "Smug." And me, I think I'm a G, and it's like, "Ray, yeah, it's me, Kingy." So you're probably asking me if it's me from Instagram. So I did that. So I was like, "Yeah, what you saying? I'm Kingy, you know." And he's like, "Yo, I know you. You know who I am." I said, "Who?" And don't get it twisted. Mans was tall. Mans was really tall, okay? I'm all right in it, but I'm not one of them. You know, you got them. I don't even know. I'm not one of them, man, you know? I'm sturdy. I'm not strong. I might rock, but I'm strong sometimes. I'm one of them kind of one, you know? Bare people are, but they don't want to admit it, but I am, okay? I'm sturdy, but my man's not, because he is a brick. I've never seen my man, this guy, from anywhere, you know? This guy's probably been, like, on the gym lifting. How many pounds, bro? So he said, "Rah, I'm my man from the other day." So I'm thinking, I'm in my area, I'm good, because the guy looked young as well. So I kind of thought, like, man will have the experience over him. If it gets to that, rude boy, this guy, yeah, grabbed me by my shirt, yeah, so fast and pulled me close to him. Yeah? It was chest to chest. So it's like, "So what are you saying now?" Look, I didn't know what I was saying now. I did not know what I was saying. I was confused. I said, "Big man, what? Why you gotta take this internet further?" So I started pussying out, you know. I say to him, I see him. because his grip was tight, and his hand was like the size of my peck. You know, you understand what I'm saying? It was a mad situation, but he let me go, and we started to talk. So I said something, and he thought I was racist. So I was like, "No, I'm not racist." Retete. So he started slowly easing up. So he's like, "Ah, you're kinky. I like you. You're doing things for the community and shit." That's why I was upset, you know. I said, "Bruh, okay." Boom. Man's gone back to the E roads now. You know, that night. You know, you feel me? Hoping and praying that my L don't reach the surface. You know, because that's another thing about beef on the internet. Like, if it's not tweeted about, it didn't happen. Hey, yo, might have been punched up so many times behind closed doors, and because the footage ain't there, man's gonna fabricate the whole thing. So that's what I did, you know. I was walking, so that's what I said. I was walking in my area today, saw seven men, the whole man up in the Galito shop, and they rushed me. Everybody believe, man. Everyone got bare retweets on the thing there. My man trying to DM me up, asking about why am I lying. Bro, blocked him. You don't know. You have that option in the E-roads. Beef is different now. Know what you're dealing with in the internet. Because you can get catch. Happened to Saturday Man recently. So I heard. So you understand. But you got to be careful on this E-road. I got caught. So did Saturday Man. Don't let it be you. Kinky's podcast, man.